Blog Talk Radio.
Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, we've had rain all day and crazy electric storms in the middle of the night last night where the cats, my grandson, and I all went crazy at like 3 o'clock in the morning. But other than that, we're still standing. How about you?
Well, that's a good one. We're anticipating that storm down here to be down here tonight. So we haven't had that effect of that storm yet. So it was a beautiful day here.
But, you know, it looked beautiful at the beginning. The sun was even out. I'm like, wait a minute. What just happened here? Is my app working? You know how that is, right? I'm like, nope, that's what. Then it came in. Oh, yeah. Came in the middle of the night. That was like sunny for a little bit, and now we had rain all day. But we're not on flood watch, which is great because we did need the rain, you know, for the wild animals because they have no water source. We have been very dry here, okay?
Oh.
So this is good. Good. This is good for the creatures outside. Now, I provide water on my property for the creatures to come to my property, and of course my kitties. But this is good in a way because again, a lot of times they're just just lick the water off the leaves sometimes if there's a baby in the nest and stuff. And I've got baby cardinals here and baby blue jays right now in nests in my property. How cute is that?
That's adorable. At this time of year, wow.
Yeah, it's very weird. I think the animals are as confused as we are with the crazy weather that's going on this fall, okay? And but the squirrels, they are gathering all their stuff together, and they are so wicked cute. Oh, my God. I have squirrels all over my property. It's adorable.
They love your property.
Yeah, she's very
so,
bright up here.
So, we have a new moon this month. You want to tell them about the new moon this month? Or this week?
I would love to tell them about the new moon this month. I love this new moon for many reasons. I love the Sag energy anyway because it tends to be much more optimistic, okay? And the way that this chart reads out, that the lights on Mars are hugging in Sagittarius. They're all squaring Neptune because don't give up your dream. Be active in creating it is what I got from that. Okay, and so that was good, I thought. And then also, it's a double quincunx with them too, which is a bit iffy in my eyes. But there's a certain amount of frustration that goes with the holidays anyway, okay? And overall, I like the chart. People fear squares to Neptune, but I think it's about meeting the challenge of being optimistic about your dream, even if it's invisible, okay? So I love that energy, actually. And, of course, Venus is opposing retrograde Jupiter right now in Taurus.
Correct. Yeah.
And so, to me, it's a time to go deeper and appreciate the good fortune that you have. And know that everything's going to change, but appreciate what you've established, the blessings you've received, and do it on a deeper level of, I want to say, devotion. What do you think?
Well, I like that about it. That was the big thing with this that I liked about this new moon, is it does have that opposition to where people do need to look deeper into it, because this isn't, you know, remember, the Sagittarius energy is a dual energy, and it is about looking at the positive. It is about waiting things out. It is about, again, rebalancing for our benefit. I like that a lot in this chart. And there's been a theme of let's rebalance things for a while going on. And even with this new moon, it has that rebalancing, as well as, depending on where you are, the same day, if you're anywhere west of us, but on the East Coast and on, it's on the 13th. And one of the things about that theme about that, again, is rebalancing, okay? Again, this Libra energy with the Arabic part of fortune in Libra in opposition to Chiron in this Mercury retrograde, it is about a healing process and rebalancing process. So even though Mercury is going to go retrograde in Capricorn, staunch Capricorn, it's going to back up into Sagittarius and give us hope again. It's all about looking at options, and it's all about rebalancing our life. Venus is going to be very deep this month, and it's going to move fast this month to help us look at, okay, what is truly important to us. We're gearing up at a time where we need to know the basics. Let's get back to the simplicities of life. And I think both the new moon and the Mercury retrograde both indicate that, hey, let's look at what's most important to us and focus on that and really embrace it with love and cherish it more this year than usual. It gives us a more sense of life is more precious because of the challenges that are upon us during this period of time.
I love that. I love that. It's interesting to me that Jupiter goes direct on New Year's Eve, and so does Mercury the same day. And I found that very interesting, even though Mercury's still in its shadow for three more weeks, and Uranus doesn't go direct until the 27th of January, so it's going to also come out of its shadow when Uranus goes direct. So there's more than one planetary energy that's friendly with each other that's going to get us through certain struggles we've been experiencing over time. And I love that, too. I love that, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's amazing when you look at the stars and see how divinely they're lined up, and you start to go, okay, this is going to unfold, and this is going to unfold, to where it's a process of our own greater being. We're the ones that make it frustrating. I can guarantee you that, and I'm amongst everybody else here making it frustrating. But it is about finding the bliss and the joy, going, okay, well, I can't do anything about that. So I am going to move on to the next process, because apparently this is what I need to do next. And a lot of it is that, that we need to go through. Remember that Pluto is in its last stand for another 250 years in Capricorn. We chose to come in under some major foundational shifts. I mean, major. What a time we live in, and what's going to change here is just going to be amazing and unfold in such a unique way. You know, here again, this is part of our evolution. So we have to embrace the challenges. Like you said, when you see the squares, you've just got to go, okay, I got to pull my bootstraps up and get through this one. And
absolutely.
This is a time to...
Absolutely. I get it, girl. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is a time period where the bootstraps come on, big girls' panties go on, you know, let's do the work. Let's find the
I love it. I love it. We have a bunch of people on hold, so we should probably see what they need to know from us.
How about we do that?
Okay. Air code 646, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies. It's Priscilla.
Hey, Priscilla, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. Yeah, so I was wondering what the new moon holds for me and whether you see anything indicating whether it's a good time to maybe purchase a home.
Okay, great. Let's take a look at that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm going to say hold off a little bit. You still have Saturn sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look at this and I understand, you know, again, I would anticipate it. I would dream about it. I would work towards that. I think it's coming. Okay. But there's
mm-hmm.
several... There's, you've got a bunch of squares going to your Virgo energy right now, okay?
Okay.
And Mercury retrograde that you were talking about is going to have a little bit of an effect on that. But it's all about, again here, it's all about with this looking and preparing. What do I need to do? How do I need to do this? This could be, you know, again, looking at your credit scores, seeing how you could clean it up better. I'm using that as just a simple for instance of what paperwork or things that you can do during this period of time. Look and see what's on the market. Investigate it. Because I think that everything is going to be moving in your favor, but I think it's going to be next year before you're going to be able to buy a home. What do you think, Alfredette?
Now, Priscilla, do you live in New York now?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
That's what I thought. Okay. So I'm looking at your relocation chart, so there's a little bit of a difference, because Jacqueline chooses your natal, but
mm-hmm.
I am looking
okay.
at this one, and I am telling you that there's a couple of things that you do need to know, and I so agree with what Jacqueline said, but I want to let you know that right now, because Venus is sitting on your Mars, it's going to
yeah.
roll over your Neptune, your vertex, and because of that, this is a great time, as she pointed out, to do the research, okay?
I've already done the research.
But you have more to do because you have to remember Jupiter is still retrograde in Taurus, which rules all real estate until New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh.
Take your time. Take your time. Uh-huh. What Jupiter's going to do when it goes direct on New Year's Eve, as it moves forward, it's still in Taurus until May 26th of next year. It's going to give you trines and blessing lines all over your Virgo mm-hmm. planets. If you
yep.
take your time, you're going to get a much better deal, girl. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Take your time. Now, did you want to have waterfront property?
We looked into that, but it's, like, really expensive. More than we'd
right.
like to pay.
But you have to remember one thing, my dear. You only need
mm-hmm.
one pearl. Look
mm-hmm.
a little longer to create your dream. If you're going to invest in a property that you want to have water, it doesn't matter if it's the ocean or a river or a stream
mm-hmm.
or a waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you the reason you're in delay is because you don't want to invest in something less than your dream, okay? And
mm-hmm.
And I agree with that. So because Jupiter goes direct on New Year's Eve and Mercury is going to be retrograde until then, but it's still going to be shadow until the end of January. The month of February, no planets are retrograde, none. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
is your open door. So continue to do your research. Continue to look again and say, okay,
mm-hmm.
this looks okay, this looks pretty good, okay. But if you don't feel that knowing inside of you, you have your Mars and your Neptune and your vertex in New York, all in Scorpio. You should have a knowing. You're going to see that pearl, and you're going to get it right away. Take your time.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you again for the...
It's really close, but continue
mm-hmm,
to do your research.
Really.
And you know what? Say, okay, I'm gonna look at this and I'm gonna keep that, you know, on my computer or whatever. I'm gonna look again. Take your time over the holidays. And
mm-hmm.
in February, all of the planets are direct then. So even if you
mm-hmm.
make a bid on a house in January, it might not close till then, and that's okay. All
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm.
Jupiter's still gonna be in Taurus all the way until May 26th of next year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Taurus rules all real estate, including temple of your body, which is the most important piece of real estate you'll ever own. Mm-hmm. And as it moves forward at New Year, your health, your security, it's going to complement all your Virgo stuff. You are going to feel so good about doing the details when you get there, hon. Okay, take your time.
Take my time. I appreciate the guidance. They're wonderful.
Well, we're glad you called in again. We love hearing from you, hon. Okay.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Enjoy. Bye-bye.
You too.
Pretty cool.
She's closed.
Yep. I had someone on hold, but I think I just dropped them by mistake. It's hard for me to see in here because I have all these lighting issues in my house right now. All right. That's okay. Hopefully they'll call back. Air code 203, if you can hear me, call me back in. Sorry. All right.
Well, I am glad you're friends.
Hello?
Hi, air code 856, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Getting a little bit better, not much, but getting there.
And who are we speaking with?
Rose Maria.
Oh, I thought I recognized that voice.
I didn't hear the name.
Rose Maria.
Rose Maria. Okay, honey. I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
Sounds like you're having a lot of difficulty speaking.
Yep. It's been 2 weeks.
Is it a flu?
They say first it was meningitis and strep throat, and I have no idea what I got. No COVID, no nothing, just a strep throat. Losing my voice.
All right. Well, when's your birthday, sweetheart?
12/31/34.
Got it.
So what would you like to know today? You want to know about your health?
That or because it's a lot of chaos right now because my father passed away a month ago. So whatever you can pick up.
You're going through a grieving experience also. Oh, I'm so sorry, honey, for your loss. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Well, your chart is actually not a mess. Your chart to me looks good. You still live in New Jersey, right?
Yes.
Mercury's sitting right on your sun tonight, okay? And because of that, again, this is a time for you to understand that right now you have to be very responsible for yourself and you have to accept certain limitations. Don't try and push back until your healing occurs. You're about to go through your Mars return tomorrow and the next day in Sag. You're going to have a shift probably over the next 24 hours because the moon's been in Scorpio and it's going to be going into Sag, and I think it's going to get better over the next couple of days, so hang in there. What do you see, Jacqueline?
I agree as far as, you know, I agree with everything Aphrodite said. Especially about the next few days are going to make that change, okay? But this is all about, again, you rebalancing yourself is what it's all about because it's trying to get you ready for next year. Mercury is going to go retrograde as well as this new moon is going to be in your 12th house. Okay, it's still going to be conjunct your Mars. This is a perfect time for you, again, to look within yourself. Think about what you need for yourself, okay, and really take some time and look deep. What's most important to you in life and what really matters in life, because it's going to give you that avenue of expression. This month, Venus is like racing through, okay, Scorpio, and it's going to go from your 10th to your 11th house and go into Sagittarius at the end of this month, okay? When it does, you're going to find a whole new avenue of expression, and you're going to find a whole new transformation and change. So it's kind of like, and the way I'm going to explain it is you're being set back, and the universe is bringing this on to be quiet for the first couple weeks of December, and then come out at the end of the month. And so use this time to recharge, relax, rebalance your body. And then towards the end of the month, start to come out, and you'll see it'll work a lot better for you. Okay?
Yes.
Cool. Appreciate it. Yeah, I even lost my job on top of that a month ago, so cool.
January really good for you. So I didn't look at your solar return, but next time maybe I'll look at your solar return. But January looks really good for you in the transit. So you'll be a lot happier when January comes.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Well, I want to tell you something tonight, Rosemarie, okay? When you lose someone you love, it's a process and not an event. And it's okay to grieve. It's okay to grieve, knowing that they're in the arms of God, okay? So be quiet with your prayers, however you do that, and know that that may have been important because there's no hurt that heaven can't heal. And sometimes a person we love has to go there for the treatment, but they become whole in the light. But you have to also honor your own grieving experience. You want to allow yourself to cry, to laugh about maybe some memories, to share with other people if you're feeling the loss. When you feel up to it, take your time. Everybody grieves differently. Allow yourself this time to do it, okay?
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
And please call us back and let us know how you're doing, honey. We're on your side, okay?
All right, I will. Thank you.
God bless you, hon.
You too.
Bye. The difficult thing about grief, which I've discovered over time, is nobody's going to grieve the person that you love, even if they love them too, in the same way. And sometimes it's difficult to express it to other people because the unique relationship you have with that person is something that nobody else knows. And because she's having difficulty with larynx and speaking and stuff, sometimes it's good to just talk to yourself in the mirror or talk to the person in heaven. I mean, I'm just saying it right now because I just felt it was important to speak it tonight. Okay?
Good. That's a good thing. Grief is a very hard thing to get through, but it is
yes,
a very personal journey.
And again, the love will always live on. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. I do, just because of my experiences in life and people I've lost. But the love lives on no matter what. The love lives on. Are you ready for the next one?
Oh. Okay.
I'm sorry I lost you, area code 203. Thank you for calling back.
I wasn't sure if it was me, but I did it anyway. Do I give you my birth date? Is that it?
Well,
of course.
Who are we speaking with first?
Oh, this
Pat
is Michelle.
From Connecticut, I think.
Nope, this is Michelle.
Oh, hey,
I know
Michelle.
Pat.
Oh, okay.
I'm from Connecticut. So it's 11/29/56.
Have you called in before?
I'm sure I've called in
yes
before. I don't call in a lot, but I've called in before, yeah.
Yes, you have. I just found you that quickly. Bridgeport. All right. So, do you have a question for us tonight?
Oh, gosh. Just looking to figure out, I don't know, I just like some better news because everything is stationary in my life, absolutely waiting for something to happen. Job, I have a property, it needs to be re-rented. It just, everything is just standing still. Love life, everything. So, good for movement. Is that too general?
No.
Okay.
Hey, my hesitation in this is only because I hear you, okay? And you've got a lot of squares and oppositions in this chart at this point in time, okay? So I hear you on the blockages, and my heart goes out to you on the blockages. Mars is just getting ready to pass over your Mercury, and I do think it is going to relieve you once it has, to where there's going to be more information. I wouldn't be surprised, and the only thing that I will say that is a positive is there may be a renter right around the corner, okay? I think you may be able to rent your property out during this period of time. I think it's readjusting itself or redoing something to itself. And so it's going through its own metamorphosis. But, okay, here again, I say that it's a time for you because old issues from the past have returned in this chart. And it is a time for you to go back and clean things up, to go do what you can do. You just had your Venus return, and Venus is still conjunct your natal Venus. I have a Venus in Scorpio as well, okay? Mm-hmm. And again, I say it's challenging to go deep right now with what's going on in the physical world. But go deep within yourself and trust your own innate abilities, because you have a master magician chart. When you believe in it, you can make it happen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say this, lighten up, because you have a Mercury in Sagittarius. You got to find the comedy and humor and the irony in the situation of like, wow. You know, a lot of this is just because of lack of control. You don't have control over the things you want right now. And it is about going back and going, okay, well, let's do one thing at a time and see how far we can get with it. And being lighter with it. And when you hit that blockage, go, oh, well, I'm done. And move on to the next thing. That's the best thing I can suggest during this period of time. I think the first of the year, again, every chart I'm looking at tonight has that marking of it'll get better after the first of the year.
Mm.
So hang in there is what I'm going to say. Roll up your sleeves. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I want to make sure I'm looking at the right chart. I have November 29, 66, 2:20 a.m. in Connecticut, right?
No. 12:20 a.m.
All right. I was trying to follow Jack, and I'm saying I must have the wrong chart. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. We have a couple.
I have so many Michelles on here. I have 22 Michelles on my system right now. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
I was going to say, because I have another one that's very close to your birth date. I think it was on the 29th when I looked at it, but I picked this one over it. So, sorry about that. We have a lot on our database.
Yeah, sure.
Right. So what I need to know now, rather than keeping looking for so long, I'm going to put Michelle 17 and Jacqueline, give me the birth data.
Okay, November 29th, 1956, 12:20 a.m. in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
And where?
Bridgeport. Again, comedy goes a long way with you. I would be watching comedies. I'd be finding some escape.
There's nothing but drama and crime on. There's like, I've been trying to find the comedy shows.
Here, I tell you, it's getting harder and harder, this transition. They're feeding all kinds of negativity. And that's just heavy for you because you feel that responsibility of that, like the injustice of it. And that's not what you want to see. It just angers you. So, but yeah. Again, here, maybe if you have to go do reruns or something or find movies that are, you know, again, they're becoming
less. Go to YouTube and put in Comedy Girl. It's free.
Yeah.
Okay? Seriously, I so agree with Jacqueline. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See,
yeah.
You have
a
critical degree moon, okay? Your moon is at the end of the degree of Libra. So you are the kind of person, you have to choose peace or power. And when you feel powerless, sometimes you have to go to peace, but then you still feel like you want your power back. Okay. But that's okay.
Yeah.
But you do have, like she said, you're in your Venus return right now, okay? And Mars is going to pass over your Mercury. So it's about adventure. It's about getting out of the house. It's about giving yourself inner and outer freedoms that you don't normally enjoy in order to get yourself through the new year, okay?
Yeah.
Now, is there a man in your life?
No.
Do you want one?
Well, if he's a good one, yeah.
Okay. So what do you do to put yourself in a situation where that can occur?
Well, I went
out. Socialize,
you
go out?
I not a whole lot at all, but I did go out the other night, met two men, just, you know, one was married. Of course, he's trying to pick me up, so forget that. And then the other one was just, you know, not really somebody to date, but another fellow Sagittarian and really nice and cool, and we had a nice time. But
okay.
So I didn't meet anyone.
Well, I want you to meet new people. I want you to socialize a little bit more in the area where you live right now because Mars is still in your third house. And so I'm thinking that that's a good idea for you to enjoy the holidays. Even if, like you say, it's just cameo appearances and just talking to people and letting your outgoing personality have a life right now, I would be doing more of that, okay?
Oh,
and
I don't know if anything jumps out at you, but you mentioned, did you mention the third house there? Because think I might possibly be offered a job about 4 hours away, and I'm considering doing a short-term relocation to take that job.
That would work, but temporarily. Mm-hmm. I don't see you doing that forever, but I see it could uplift you. It could be good right now, yeah.
Mm.
But I don't see it as a permanent thing, because, again, when we're looking at the third house, we're looking at things within the tri-state area. We're looking at the ninth house. We're looking at things that are very far away. And right now, Uranus is retrograde in that house, so I don't expect you to do something really long distance. But I think local energies that are temporary, because Sag energy likes to fly by the seat of its pants. So you want to do this temporarily and go for this and get yourself out of your slump, you go for that, girl. Go for that.
Yeah.
Now.
I get it.
It's a good idea.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
You keep us posted, okay?
Okay. And by the way, don't you think that the Venus in Scorpio gets a bad rap and people are really misunderstood? Because I've found that Venus in Scorpio is extraordinarily kind.
It does get a bad
Scorpio
rap.
I
have Venus in Scorpio in a stellium. I hear you. People take it really, really more derogatory than what it is. They want help. They want to be kind. But again here, it is about knowing your power because it gives you, I talked about the master magician power that you have. And it is about you learning how to tread lightly with that. Okay. What I mean is it gives you the ability to go deeper with the individual and know them on a deeper level. But the question is do you want to know that person on a deeper level when you're using that? Because what happens is you're optimistic. You look at, oh, I'm the master magician. This can change. People don't look at change. You look at change. That's a big difference, okay? So you look at potential a percentage of the time, and when it doesn't meet up to that expectation, when they don't get it because they won't go deep, again, us scorpion energies go deep. We really want to examine everything thoroughly and know everything so that we know where we stand, we know what we're doing, and we know where not to tread to and where to tread to. But again here, it is given a harsh rating because we come up with, we're fixed. We're patient, we talk about it, and they kind of blow us off, and then all of a sudden it builds and builds, and then when the final straw hits the camel's back, that Venus and Scorpio goes, I'm done. Okay.
We're done. You're out of here. Goodbye. You know, and then they call you a vile snake. And it's like, you did it yourself. You did it yourself.
Burns the bridge, everything. Yeah. And they don't see it because of the superficialness of it. Again, here, it's a very deep thing. So you have to really know yourself of how you're doing that. And again, change it to where, okay, they didn't hear it. The potential's not there. If they don't want to hear it, then they're not going to hear it, okay? So you have to work in the acceptance, not the potential. That's the big thing with this Venus and Scorpio. Sorry. Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Strong discipline to understand that one. It's a very deep thing. It's a very strong understanding, but know
but
yourself.
There's a lot of, you're right, patience, forgiveness, and allowing somebody to be and to feel whatever it is they feel and to accept that. And people say, oh, Venus and Scorpio, you're going to, like, slice me up. And it's like, I'm the kindest person in the world. You know, you can slice yourself up by trying to betray me, do me wrong, but I'll let you do that, and then I'll walk away. But, you know, I'm not going to do it to you deliberately.
What I say is if they're going to think that in the first place, you don't need to be around them. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's the point. They've already made a judgment upon that Venus energy, not knowing the truth of that Venus energy, because when you love for life. Every person you love, you can't get out of your heart. There's a beauty and an advantage in every sign and a disadvantage in every sign. Somebody wants to take the derogatory about it, shame on them, okay? If you're going to be in the positive, they need to work in the positive as well. And so I say, you don't need that type of person to make that judgment. That's a first indicator.
We need our next caller now.
I'll see you later.
And,
sorry.
Yeah. And it, keep us posted. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
God bless you. All right. Bye-bye. Our queue is loaded right now, so I didn't want to go too much farther, even though it was great, Jasmine. I agree with everything you said. It's okay. It's all good. The one I thought she was, it's also on here. The one I clicked a bad button earlier. Let me go grab her now.
Okay.
Echo 203522, you're on the air.
Thank you so much. That was me. Yeah, I got disconnected. I appreciate you looking for me again. It's Pat from Connecticut.
We have four people with area code 203 on my queue right now.
Oh,
believe
wow.
it or not. That's how crazy it is, I guess, up in your area, honey. Okay.
Wow. Wow. Well,
so how are you doing tonight?
Oh, God, I'm having a hard time, so I'm not even going to focus on me. I thought I would ask you, you know, you can get these charts online, and I was looking at my granddaughter's. I wanted to ask you about her today, which I'll give you her birth date and everything. But I'm particularly interested in where Chiron is, because I just realized these charts you get online don't show you where Chiron is. So my granddaughter, you may have her.
but I'll just give you her initials, S-L.
S-L?
Yeah.
And what's her birthday?
Ma'am, L as in love?
F as in Frank, L as in love, yeah.
Okay.
Birthday is March 30th, 2018 at 6:19 p.m. in Manhattan, New York.
All right.
You said 6:19 a.m.?
No, p.m. in the night, okay. In the evening.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
You said the birthday so quick I couldn't type in that fast. Okay.
Oh, March 30th. 2018. And if you have a moment, could you tell me where mine is too, my Chiron?
Yes. Your Chiron natally is, where did it go?
March 13th, give me the year again, hon.
Say it again? March 30th.
At March 13th.
No.
No, March 30th. Let me tell her, Pat.
Oh, sorry.
March 30th, 2018. Sometimes
thank
it's easier
and,
for her to...
And where?
Manhattan, New York.
Thank you.
So your Chiron is in Capricorn, 18 degrees 2 minutes. Okay?
Okay.
So going to her... And her Chiron... is in Pisces at critical degrees, 29 degrees Pisces, right before going into all that Aries energy that this little one has. What
okay.
an interesting creature you have here. Oh, my gosh.
Interesting.
Well, she's got, you're going to know how she feels at all times. No question
yep.
about it. Okay. She has a Libra moon in her first house. She has a 29-degree Virgo ascendant. Okay. In her chart, there are four, technically. All of her points are at 29 degrees. Okay. So she is a critical degree baby no matter how we look at this because she has Venus at 29 degrees. I keep looking at this chart going, oh, my gosh, so many 29-degree markers here, okay? She's an interesting character because she comes in with all this Aries energy, and her sun is conjunct her Mercury, which means she is going to speak out. However, all of that squares her Mars-Saturn conjunction that has Pluto on the other end of it. And so here again, she comes in as an innocent, honor-bound individual. Is really, I mean, an interesting creature. Her career is going to be crucially important, and she's going to have more than one career.
Okay.
So that's I'm babbling again. So what was there something specific you wanted to know about her?
Well, she's six, and she's, in a way, coming into her own. I mean, she's incredible. Like, on Thanksgiving, we were visiting, and I think within 3 hours, she came down in 10 costumes, from fairy to ballerina to a famous ballerina to a unicorn and a mermaid, and, you know, that's what she's interested in right
how
now.
Cute.
I mean, she's,
how adorable.
She's remarkable. Yeah, and she is just very, very strong personality and nonstop. Parents are exhausted.
Yeah, she's a pistol. She's going to be a handful, I'll tell you that.
Anything else personality-wise or direction or any whatever you see?
She has so many planetary energies in Aries. The I am presence. She cannot be anybody but who she is. It's that simple.
Good.
Now, her good. Mercury was retrograde when she was born.
Right.
And because of that, she will not be as impatient as she would be if it wasn't. So that was a gift when she was born, I think. What do you think, Jacqueline?
That,
That's good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Slow some of that energy down. I so agree. You know, she's got this, and again here, you know, she's a cute individual. You see what you get with her.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. Do you see an artistic bent? Her father's artistic, so right now she's totally involved in art.
She's a creative individual, but she, I go back to that Mercury, I mean that Mars-Saturn conjunction of hers. She's going to want to be purposeful. She's going to want to have some concrete thing, okay? I think she has a great imagination, and I think it can open her up. But I also think that she's going to want to do something solid in her life. You know, again, she's not going to be an artist as far as, you know, a traveling artist type thing like that. I don't see that being her.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. The dad's a Cancer and mom's a Virgo. I think the Virgo is really helping her develop at this young age.
Well, her moon is in Virgo and moon is mom in her chart. That makes sense.
Okay.
You have her at 6-9.
Her dad is a Cancer.
Aphrodite.
The cusp of her fourth house of home is at 3 degrees of Cancer. Okay.
Aphrodite, do you have her at 6:19 p.m.? I think you have her at 6:19. Do you have a Virgo ascendant? I have her at 6:19 p.m. on March 30th, 2018. Because I have her as Libra moon.
Sorry. Okay.
It still gets the Cancer energy in there with the father. So, okay, go ahead. Now that you got a better view. Sorry, I wanted to interrupt you because I knew that something was wrong when I was looking at it.
Okay.
You see her better now?
I'm working on honey. I'm having a tough time on my sight last few days, so I'm just doing my best.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Got it. It's hard for me to see the computer. I can read and I can see distance, but I'm having a tough time because that blindness in my left eye. I'm just doing my best tonight, okay? All right. So, yes, I see it too.
Okay.
You know, I like the artistic energy for her because her imagination is so amazing. And from what I'm seeing, her Neptune, her part of Fortune, her Chiron, are all trying to Jupiter in Scorpio in her second house, okay? So if she's going to invest in herself, I want her to invest in her imagination, wherever that leads her. It could be art. It could be music. It could be her being compassionate towards others. She could be a way shower. She's very, very motivating, but she's also very, very compassionate, isn't she?
That I don't know yet. You know, she's young, and I think about her being Aries. And I also want to say, as far as creativity, the dad is doing an amazing job. I mean, literally every day he plays with her. He's computer graphic, so at age, I don't know, 3, she was drawing stairs, you know, so she's got an amazing, he's helping her with incredible concepts with art.
Great.
It's
perfect time to do that. Again, she has such an imagination, and it's even funny. And you want to open up at this age, you want to open that wide open so that she does have an open field, because her work is going to be a way of life. It's not going to be just a job. She's, when I talk about, you know, the artistry of it, she's not going to be flaky with her work, but she's going to be creative. Again, she's going to use that imagination to really broaden what she needs to do in this world.
That's great. I'll pass that on to my son. He'll be interested to hear about, you know, pushing that imagination. Well, I appreciate
it. I love it. I love it for her. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she's a pip. I'm really looking forward to a relationship with her as she gets older. I don't see her enough. I hope it's more in the future.
And I know that's frustrating you because I can see it all over your chart. Okay, hon?
Yeah.
Don't worry, that time will come.
Let me tell you, just in the past 2 days, I hate so much where I live, and I know that's not the word to use these days, but 15,000 people came into the state last night and went to BJ's parking lot. It's a big, like, Costco parking lot. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cars to have whatever. And the night before, kids took over a town next to my town, literally took over the town. And this is happening where I live all the time. It's horrible. It's disgusting. You know, where they have these flash mob things. And, you know, they were throwing firecrackers at police and just shootings. This is going on all the time. And I'm just, that adds to my frustration of not being near her, being so unhappy where I am and not seeing a way out for a while.
You need to get the hell out of there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you right now, what I'm seeing right now, no. This is not where you need to live. You need to change. It can be anywhere in the tri-state area. You still have access to them. You need to get out of there, girl. Okay?
I don't have the means to do it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's what I do want to do that. Listen, thank you, ladies.
Many blessings to you, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. God bless you both.
God bless you.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Happy holidays. Goodbye.
You too.
Wow. All right.
Look at all those ink injunctions in her chart. If she's not frustrated, nobody is.
I know. I mean, they're over the top. And
way over the top. That's off the charts, poor little thing.
Absolutely. Well, we probably have time for one more. Let's go for it.
Okay. Hello.
Code 434, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey. Hi, I'm Khalil. I was born in August 26, 1989, Washington, D.C.
I couldn't hear you.
I can't hear
I'm
you
sorry.
Very well.
Washington, D.C., August 26, 1989. My name's Khalil.
Boyle?
Your name's what?
Khalil. By Khalil Gibran.
I can't hear you. Can you take off your headset? Because I can't hear you.
Okay. Khalil, like Khalil Gibran.
Oh.
826.89, what time?
I'll go ask my mom real fast.
Do that.
Mom, what time was I born? 5. All right. 5. All right. Thank you. After 5 in the evening.
We need to have an exact time.
No.
Okay.
And what city were you born in?
Washington, D.C.
Ah, yeah, you said that. I'm sorry. And did you have a specific question for us tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Do you see me going to Richmond? I don't know if I've asked you this before, but do you see me going to Richmond and them letting me go and then seeing me get something, get a good solution to a problem started and it's spreading all over the world? Because I'm going about gun violence. And I don't know if I haven't told you, I haven't told anybody this on the phone, on any psychic, but I was talking about doing something like where, because I know our roads are deteriorating, taking old firearms that have been used in crimes and the shells and turning them into guardrails, strong guardrails for roads that are deteriorating, and like steel signs for streets and even construction signs. And basically, I have a poem I'm going to read down there in Richmond, Virginia. I'm not going to the nation's capital. I'm going to the state capital. But I'm hoping it'll be a success because I'm a little nervous. I either won't go or it won't be a success. And I'm hoping that it'll be a success.
When are you planning on doing this?
January 11, 2024, next year.
Okay, let me look at that.
So you're 826-89, and where do you live now?
Yes. I live in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Thank you. And you don't have any idea, really, of the true time, right?
No, not exactly the true exact time, no. Sorry about that.
That makes it much better for us to give you the specific information, so that's what I'm trying to look at for you, honey, okay? It's okay, we're fine. Do you have a lot of plants in Capricorn? And so the planet's moving to Capricorn on the 20th of this month, and that could be a good thing for you to be able to look at this. Let me take a quick peek at what's going on here. So what I'm going to do, because I don't have a time, I'm going to set you up with your sun on the ascendant, which is dawn, the day you were born, okay?
Okay.
It works better for me psychically. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, great. So I'm very, very into this, man. You are. I can feel your energy coming through the sound system here. Wow. Okay. All right. All right. Mercury's sitting on your Saturn right now, and what that tells me is that right now you want to be the lead dog, right?
Yep, and something that's going to be good for the planet and for the country.
For everyone, because, now I say of a dawn, so I don't know when you're exactly born, but in the chart at dawn, you have Jupiter, the Moon, and Chiron all in Cancer in the 11th house of being the light worker. Helping those
people
that are less than fortunate, helping humanity, is that about who you are?
Yeah. Like, I don't even want to see it.
I think you're probably born close to dawn then, from what I'm seeing here.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing that's going on, too, is you know that because your sun and your Mars are both in Virgo, the months of Earth, which includes January, the Capricorn energy, the earth energies support you and trine you, okay? So they're going to trine you before the end of this month, okay? And that's important, and that's good. But, again, do you have someone in your life right now?
A few people.
You have one special person?
Yeah.
That one special person is going to try and give you support. Okay?
Right.
And they can do it by challenging you or appreciating you. They can do both. Okay?
Right.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I'm all in for the, you need that partnership. You need that support on the back end here.
Yes.
I'm just going to say it is really important. You have a Mercury critical degrees in Libra, and you have a Venus in Libra. She's right about all the trine energies. And on that day of January 11th, Mars is right in between your Uranus and your Saturn in your chart. So you want to be able to broadcast this out. Again, the grand trine of that is Jupiter. So I can see why you want to have this expand and grow as big as possible. And with support of others, I think you can. And what I'm trying to say is it's all about the people that you have around you who are going to support you in doing this, to make that notation, to make that appearance. Because, again, here, Venus is in Sagittarius, so it is informing others of more of what can be done. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So think thoughtfully and prepare for it. And if done correctly, it will work well for you. But you have to, again, there's so many squares here that you have to have everything in place. You have to have the right backing, the right information, and know what you're doing. It's kind of like the practicing before a play, before putting it on the stage kind of thing is what I'm trying to say, is what your time period is now. So you need to really have that preparation behind the scenes so that when you do go up there, it's that showmanship and it's that shot. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it. All right, so you keep us posted. We're about to go off the air, sweetheart. And keep us posted,
thank you.
Okay?
I will.
God bless you.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Bye. So we're pretty much off the air. We have a few people still on hold, but I don't plan on doing the show on either Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. I want to take that time, okay? Just look, give people a heads up. We have a show next Sunday, and that's great. But I want to let you know, so I think your beloved's coming down to visit you, and I want you to have that time too, Jacqueline, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
and say again?
We'll take a little bit of a break. It's just the year that it shows up that way.
Exactly. And so there's a reason, you know. And I love the show with you. And you are such a darling girl. I can't tell you how much I love and appreciate you giving your time, your energy, intention, and your wisdom to everything in my life personally and with the people that show up on this show. We'll be here next week. And I hope you have a great week and enjoy the holidays. Remember to keep joy your primary directive. And we'll talk to you next Sunday night.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.